And let's begin. Okay, so Vezeh Sha'amru Sham in the Gemara Nedarim Gamkin. So let's just review for a second. Last time we spoke about the Gemara Nedarim that said that the failure to recite a Birchas Torah is what caused the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. And it was somewhat unfathomable to the Maharal how such a thing could be. How could it be that not saying Birchas Torah would lead to such a Chorban? But the Maharal explained to us that saying Birchas Torah doesn't just mean saying the words, but it means coming to an appreciation of the relationship that we have with the giver of the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he continues now with that Gemara. The Gemara over there in Nedarim Pei Aleph continues. B'pnei ma ein talmidei chachamim mitzumehem talmidei chachamim. Why do we find, and it is a strange reality, true, that sometimes you have people who are great talmidei chachamim, and yet their children don't turn out to be such amazing talmidei chachamim. How does that happen? And the Gemara again explains, "Mipnei she'ein mavarchin b'Torah tchila," because they don't recite Birchas HaTorah. Again, what does that mean? Could we imagine that talmidei chacham, there are many talmidei chachamim who do recite Birchas HaTorah, and yet their children don't become talmidei chachamim? So, what does it mean that they don't recite Birchas HaTorah? Ki af im hayu mavarchin b'peh, mikol makom davar hazeh shu nesinas haTorah tzarech levarich Hashem yizbarach b'chol libo. Because as we learned last time, the Maharal explained, it's not sufficient for a person to simply say the words. But a proper appreciation of the giving of the Torah is the recognition of the one who gave us the Torah, and to be able to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just a lip service. Again, reciting Birchas HaTorah is not merely a matir, allowing us to study Torah the same way ha'etz is permission to eat an apple. But rather, it's an appreciation, a recognition of the relationship that I have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So yes, maybe these Talmidei Chachamim say the words with their lips, but they don't say it fully with their hearts. Uvezeh yesh lo ha'ava gemura el Hashem yisbarach. And only when we say Birchas HaTorah b'lev shalem can a person truly claim that they have said Birchas HaTorah. Va'af imhu Talmid Chacham v'hu tzadik gamar, very strong words. Even if a person is a true Talmid Chacham, and a person is a tzadik, but rachok ha'davar hazeh sheyavarech Hashem yisbarach b'chol libo, al nesina satora kafi haroi. It still seems almost impossible. In other words, no matter how much you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the gift of Torah, in a certain sense, you can't say enough. And a Talmud Chacham is at an unfair advantage. As we'll see in a second, it's really twofold. But the first disadvantage of the Talmud Chacham is the fact that because he's a Talmud Chacham, he, in a certain sense, he should know better than anyone how amazing the Torah is. And therefore, the fact that it's almost impossible for any human being to express an improper appreciation for Torah. So because of that, memela, we fall short. And therefore, you know, like the Gemara says in Bava Kamma, tzaddikim are held accountable more so than regular people. So even though no one can really get there, but the Talmud Chacham, in a certain sense, is held the most accountable for not being able to fully appreciate what Torah is. So despite the fact that he's a Talmud Chacham, it's very, very difficult, is what the Maharal is saying. Despite being a Talmud Chacham, it's still almost impossible for a person to fully appreciate just how great the gift of Torah is. Va'od, and furthermore, ki a Talmud Chacham libo davik el Torah, ki chaviva haTorah alom deha. Now what the Maharal is about to do now is state a second problem. Not only despite the fact that he's a Talmud Chacham, is it very hard to reach a level of fully appreciating Torah, but sometimes, like I said, there's a double disadvantage to the Talmud Chacham. The fact that he's a Talmud Chacham and loves Torah so much, that actually can get in the way of his relationship with Hashem. As again, the Maharal says, "Your chaviva Torah alomdeh." The Gemara, it's a Gemara in Brachos, Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis, that lomdeh Torah, people who really learn Torah and love learning Torah, become obsessed with Torah. But the problem is, that obsession with Torah as a text can actually undermine the relationship with Hashem. So again, the first disadvantage of the Talmud Chacham, like all human beings, is that it's very, very difficult, despite being a Talmud Chacham, it's still almost impossible to fully appreciate Torah. The second point the Maharal is making is that because he's a Talmud Chacham and loves the study of Torah so much, that itself can be blinding and damage the relationship. Let's allow the Maharal to explain. Uvishvil ahavasam l'Torah, because he loves the Torah so much. So because he's so obsessed with his Bava Kamma, or he's so obsessed with his explanation of Rabbi Akiva Eger, or the Ritva, the Rashba, or answering that Rambam, his love of the process of Torah and the intellectual stimulation of Torah, and it could all be coming from a very holy and pure place, but he loses out a little bit on the appreciation of the giver of the Torah, because he's studying the sugya at hand. He's not necessarily thinking about Hashem as much as he could or should. Ki kasher ba in lilmo Torah, va'avasam el Torah. When he comes to study Torah and he loves the Torah, ein belimud shelahem ha'av el Hashem yisbarach b'masha nasan ha'Torah. In that moment when he's so immersed in that sugya in Bava Kama, so he forgets that there was a giver of the Torah. He forgets, so to speak, the relationship with the personality behind the Torah, namely HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki ein ha'av al deshnayim, because it's very, very difficult to fully love two things. In fact, it's impossible. Ki kol ava hi dveikus benav. What is ava? As we mentioned last time, and it's a yesod in the Maharal, that ava is in a sense synonymous with dveikus. So in other words, when I cling to the sugya and Bava Kama, it's very hard to simultaneously cling to the creator of the world. And therefore, it's very difficult to properly love HaKadosh Baruch Hu if I'm wildly in love, if I'm obsessively in love with Torah itself. V'im davak b'zeh, ein davak b'acher. That's why, again, part of our Kabbalah Sol Machas Shemayim every day is to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu with what? B'chol levavacha, with all your heart. Which is very difficult. How can I love Hashem with all my heart when I love my wife, and I love my children, and I love my Bava Kama? Right? Isn't loving Bava Kama the same as loving Hashem? And what the Maharal is telling us is not necessarily. I can get lost in my love of the Torah in a way that actually undermines the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'lefichach avas haTorah, shehi chaviva aleihem. So the Talmidei Chachamim, because of their obsessive love for Torah itself, Sometimes misalik she'ein habracha b'chol libo el Hashem yizbarach. They may say the bracha with great fervor for the permission to learn Bava Kama, but they're not necessarily thinking about it's really permission to study one sugya. The whole Torah is one sugya called what? Called the Rabbono Sholem, Hashem Echad. B'mashe nasan haTorah, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the creator of the world, has given me basar v'dam, a human being of flesh and blood, the opportunity to study him, the sugya of him. And that's what it means, that they don't recite Birchas HaTorah Tchila. This is why, by the way, it's easier sometimes for the Talmud Chacham, it's easier for the Talmud Chacham to recite a proper bracha, let's say on any other mitzvah. Because by other mitzvahs, the Talmud Chacham feels a sense of servitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He feels a little bit more strongly the sense of ol, the yoke of Torah. But because Torah itself is supposed to be enjoyed, it's supposed to be loved, we say as part of our Birchas HaTorah Hashem, we ask Hashem, v'harevna, make it sweet, and we're supposed to enjoy the process of learning, but that itself could become damaging. It could cause a person to lose sight of what's Iker and what's Tafel. And the Iker, again, is the Nosein HaTorah, the one who's giving us the Torah. When I study any sugya, I have to remind myself that the purpose is to get close to Hashem. So now let's understand. So why does a failure to love Hashem, why does the distraction of loving the Torah and failing to develop a relationship with Hashem, why does that prevent Talmidei Chachamim from having children who themselves are Talmidei Chachamim? Ki ilu hayu oavim oso b'masha Torah nimtza me'ito yisbarach. Because if we would love the Torah, specifically the fact that it comes from Hashem, Haya Hashem Yisbarach Gam Kein Tziba La Torah Letzeis Me'am Talmidei Chachamim. Like we learned last time, as long as the tree, I can love the fruit more than I love the branches on a certain level, right? A person would acknowledge the fact that when I look at an apple tree, what am I excited about? What am I looking forward to enjoying? I enjoy the apples. But of course, those apples, if I have the maturity to understand where those apples come from, it's only in the strength of the roots to draw those nutrients through the entire tree. So of course, on a certain level, I love the Bava Kama, but I have to have the maturity to understand Bava Kama is rooted in the Borei Olam. And as long as I'm rooted, again, in that Shoresh, so then I'm able to receive all of the so to speak, the spiritual nutrients. So when a Talmud Chacham is connected to Hashem, so then he's able to what? He's able to continue to produce fruit. And what is the fruit of a Talmud Chacham? To have children who themselves are Talmidei Chachamim. Va'ata shehem dveikim v'rod from achar Torah atzma bilvad. But because they become obsessed with Torah itself, in a certain sense, they've uprooted the tree. The Eitz HaChaim has been uprooted from its shoresh, from God. And they fail to recognize the one who is the cause of the Torah. So therefore, tragically, what happens is, as almost, you can call it a punishment, you can almost refer to it as just memela. Automatically, if a tree is not rooted in the ground properly, it's not a punishment that it's not going to produce fruit. It's just memela, the tree is not connected. And unfortunately, the hemshech, the continuity of the tree, is simply not possible. So therefore, lo haye yotze meitam talmid chacham sheyesh bo Torah. That Talmud Chacham cannot produce another Talmud Chacham, which, so to speak, again, in the mashal is the fruit. She'ein kan hasiba ha-mashpia sa-Torah hu ha-Talmud Chacham. Because when one is properly connected to Torah, in other words, the Torah as rooted in Hashem, so then the hashba, namely the production of future Talmidei Chachamim, can take place. But unfortunately, when we've uprooted the tree from its source, while this person may have a beautiful tree right now, but the continuity, again, that ability to be mamshich the Torah from one generation to the next, through the source of life, which is Hashem, is lost. V'zesh amar akasov, and that's why the Gemara, again, cites the pasuk in Yirmiyah Perek Tes, v'lo shamu b'koli neged haTorah atzma. There's the failure to listen to the Torah, as, so to speak, the book on the shelf. V'lo holchu ba. What's the difference between listening to it and living it and walking with it? So the listening to it is the study of Torah. How well do I actually know the sugya and Bava Kama? But the lo holchu ba that the Gemara is referencing, that the Navi Yirmiyah is telling us, is shelo lachu haTorah im sibasa. To walk with the Torah, again, to have the continuity of the Torah, that the Torah should be able to travel through the generations, that only takes place if we have what? If we have the seed, the root, and that is Hashem. We take the Torah with its cause, namely Hashem. And look at these next few words. Ki lakichas haTorah im sibasa nikra halicha b'Torah legamri. When I take the Torah with Hashem, that's what it means to truly walk with the Torah. If you look in the Maharal, in his Chedushei Agados, on that Gemara in the Darm, he says an amazing thing. And it's, again, it's an idea you find in many places in the Maharal. It's a major, major discussion in Jewish philosophy in general. And that is, do we look at the Torah's principles as objective truths independent of a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Let's take the, you know, is there a natural law to the world? Is killing inherently wrong? Or is killing wrong because Hashem writes in the Torah, lo sirtzach? Now, many of us, our knee-jerk reaction is, what do you mean? Murder is wrong. Intuitively, I sense that it's wrong. It's a natural law. It's a moralistic code that transcends Torah. It's not something I need Torah to come to that conclusion that murder is wrong, that theft is wrong. There are certain basic principles that humanity should be able to come to on their own, we would imagine. In fact, since we're in Pirkei Avos season, Rav Avadim Bar Tanura writes in his opening comment on the Mishnah in Avos, Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai. He wonders, why does Pirkei Avos begin by telling us about the tradition and the transmission of Torah? Moshe got the Torah at Sinai, Yoshua, Zakenim, Nevi'im, Anshekna Sagadola. Well, why do I need that history of Torah, the transmission of Torah, at the beginning of Pirkei Avos? And essentially, Rav Adimi Bar Tanura, 500 years ago, writes, he says, because there are many codes of law. So when I study Pirkei Avos, I might say, well, this is, you know, these are the opinions of Hillel and Shammai and Shmaya and Avtalion and Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. But others are entitled to other opinions. So we remind ourselves, no, Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai. When Shammai says, greet people with a smile, that's Torah Misinai. And when Hillel says, Emeinani li mili ukashani la'atzvi ma'ani, that's Torah Misinai. These are not man-made laws. These are rooted in Torah Misinai. And therefore, the fact that they're rooted in God Himself, that's what makes them binding. So the Maharal writes in the Chedushei Agados in the Darim, he says, the fact that the Torah is binding is only in accordance with our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, when a Talmud Chacham takes Torah without Hashem, you're essentially saying, I believe that these Mishpatim, these Chukim, these laws have an independent existence as truth, as Emes and Yashar, outside of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's commanding them to be so. And the Maharal writes over there, it's not true at all. The only reason that these laws of Torah are true, The only reason Bava Kama means anything is because it's commanded by Hashem. So when I separate the Bava Kama from Hashem, it's not an independent truth. It cannot exist on its own. The laws are not independently emes, is what the Maharal is saying. And therefore, holchuba, whereas the Navi Yirmiyah is lamenting, velo holchuba, is a person who thinks that they can travel on through this world with Torah without God, and there's simply no such thing. And the punishment, as it were, for that, is that Torah does not continue to the next generation. The children of such Talmidei Chachamim will not themselves be Talmidei Chachamim. Let's go a little bit further. So going back to what we learned last time, when the Gemara says, they asked Chachamim, and they asked Nevi'im, and they asked angels, why was there a Chorban? And no one could answer it. No one could figure it out. Lo Chachamim, lo Nevi'im, lo Malachim. Only Hashem could solve, so to speak, the mystery of what went wrong that caused the Chorban. Ki davar ze magia al hasiba harishona beprat. Because again, if you're not connected to the root of it, you can't get to the root of the problem. Ve'ein magia el mesovev. Created beings, if they see themselves through, again, through the lens of a created being, you can only see so deep. V'chol eilu heim alulim umesuvavin. So whether you're a chacham, or whether you're a navi, or even if you're a malach, which we explained is transcendent, a malach is beyond this world, a navi is a bridge between this world and the next world, a chacham is the best of this world, but you're still not Hashem himself. And therefore you can't really understand the Shoresh unless you're God himself. And doesn't understand what he's really saying. No sein haTorah, ein lokeach es haTorah m'sibas haTorah. He doesn't take the Torah with its cause. He doesn't take the Torah with its creator. V'yesh kan hasara v'hefsek. And therefore, it could be very small, but there's a disconnect between Torah and Hashem, between the Talmid Chacham and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ein yotzin mimenu talmidei chachamim. And that manifests itself by lacking, by the inability to transmit Torah fully to the next generation. Again, it's like taking the tree without its roots. Az ein nimshach pri mimenu, then there can't be a hemshach of the peros. Ulefichach im avarich b'torah tchila yotze mehem tamar chacham va'osa pri. And therefore, if you say birchas haTorah the way it's meant to be said, then in fact you will bear fruits. Now, I want to point something out that I don't think the Maharal points out, but it's certainly alluded to here. And again, I'm using the Machon Yerushalayim edition with amazing footnotes of Rav Yeshua David Hartman. And he writes here in footnote 85 on this piece, Rav Hartman says, that's why when we say Birchas HaTorah, we actually daven for our children to continue in a path of Torah. Why do we add that to Birchas HaTorah? So the Pashup Shad, you'll say, is because, well, you know, as we begin our day of Torah, we want to remind ourselves that Torah is part of a great Mesorah, which we want to transmit. But why specifically in Birchas HaTorah are we davening that our children should be Talmidei Chacham, should know Hashem, they should be Yodei Shemecha? And the answer is because if I'm saying Birchas HaTorah properly, that's the focus. That I want to have a relationship with God, and I want my children to have a relationship with God. It's not just about transmitting the facts of Bava Kama, because again, the facts of Bava Kama are not emes, independent of a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Let's just do a drop more. We started a little bit after 9 o'clock. Let's do another 2 minutes. Umipnei kach kasher ha'odah mechavin b'torah la'ashem yisbarach asher nosan ha'torah. So again, when I learn Torah with the awareness of the Creator, gam kein Hashem yisbarach matzil loso min ha'shegiyah. V'yayir einav b'torasso. Going back to how we began the Hakdama, the Maharal told us one of the fears of learning Torah is, what if I mess up? The Torah is a divine order. What if I mess it up and I say the wrong pshat? What if I come to the wrong conclusion? But when I'm connected to Hashem, I'm given an extra degree of shmira to make sure that because I'm connected to the source, I'll be able to refrain from making mistakes, and my eyes will be illuminated by Hashem himself. V'kasher ra'a David lefanav shnei dvarim eilu asher zacharnu. When David HaMelech himself contemplated these two concerns, ha'echad, number one, sha'ayarei pen yichasho b'divrei Torah, maybe I will stumble in divrei Torah. V'asheni shelo yu dvarav l'ratzon l'zulaso. If you remember, we spoke about these two fears. The fear of messing up, of misinterpreting Torah, or even if I have the right pshat, I may try to give over Torah. No one cares to hear what I have to say. And that would also be a zilzal to the Torah. So David HaMelech davened against these two things. And this is going to really make up the end of the Hakdama of the Tiferes Yisrael. David HaMelech said in Tehillim Perek Yutes, which the Maharal understood to be a Perek all about Torah. We say it in Pesukei Dezimra Shabbos morning. Hashemayim Misaprim Kvod Kel. Hiktim Tchila Lesaper Mailas HaTorah. David HaMelech speaks about the greatness of Torah. Torah Hashem Tamima Meshivas Nafesh. Pekudei Hashem, etc. Argam Avdecha Nizar Bahem Bishamram Ekev Rav. David HaMelech, as we'll see, this whole Perek Yotes of Tehillim, is all about the greatness of Torah. Ulefi Mailas HaDavar Tzarech Shei Nizar Sholich Hashoba. So David HaMelech davened, as the Maharal explains elsewhere in the Netzach Yisrael, by definition, something which is spiritual, because it's so refined, because it's so pure, it's so pristine, it's so innocent, it's so perfect, the slightest pagam could be so damaging. You have a diamond that's just perfect, the slightest damage. Right? You have a painting, a masterpiece. God forbid someone, you know, splashes a little bit of extra paint on it. It totally loses its value. So spiritual things, because of their delicate nature, are so easily damaged. So David HaMelech, in his respect for Torah, expressed that. David HaMelech said, I'm very nervous. I'm nisar. I want to be so careful not to in any way damage Torah, to stumble in Torah, to make a mistake in Torah. And therefore David HaMelech mentions, and we'll conclude with this, Vizachar Shisha Dvarim. David HaMelech, if you look in that parak of Tehillim, and we'll elaborate on it in Mirtz Hashem on Tuesday night, but David HaMelech mentions six things, Uvechol Echad Zachar Hashem. And by each one, he mentions HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. Lomar, Ki HaTorah Mitzurefes El Hashem Yizbarach, Shenikras Torah Hashem, Eidos Hashem, V'chein V'kulam. What are the six phrases you have over there? You have Torah Hashem, Eidos Hashem, Pekudei Hashem, Mitzvah Hashem, Yiras Hashem, Mishpatei Hashem. Each time David HaMelech talks about another aspect of Torah, he reminds you, but it's Hashem. It's Hashem's Torah. It's Hashem's Eidos. It's Hashem's Mitzvos. It's Hashem's Yira. It's Hashem's Mishpatim. It's Hashem's Pekudim. Every aspect of it is Hashem, Hashem, Hashem. Why? Lomer ki al yedei haTorah kona adam dveikus bo yizbarach. Because through the Torah one clings, not to the Torah, not to the Mitzvos, not to Yira as an abstract idea, but Yiras Hashem, Pekudei Hashem, Mitzvos Hashem. Ubevnei sheba lomer sha dveikus hazehu dveikus gamor. And how does David HaMelech express that it's a complete dveikus? He mentioned six different expressions. Because picture yourself being surrounded by Hashem on all six sides. And again, we'll read it clearly in the Maharal, Mirtz Hashem Tuesday night. But the Maharal says, the six mentions of these, again, six phrases, each one associated with the word Hashem, is to picture HaKadosh Baruch Hu on my right, on my left, in front of me, behind me, above me, below me. Right? I'm sitting in a box, so to speak, surrounded, enveloped, by nothing other than a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so we'll pick up with this point. I wanted to just begin this point tonight, but Amir Tzashem, next time we'll be able to finish this point. We'll go through these six different expressions, and we'll be able to see how each one of them bring us deeper and deeper into a relationship with the Borei Olam. Have a wonderful night, everyone. Thanks for tuning in, and Amir Tzashem will continue Tuesday night at 9:00.